A parrot? Where?
Well, he probably has a parrot, but there's a pirate waiting for Paris outside of her jail.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What's he want to do with that peg leg? Watch it, buddy.
He's wearing a sign that says, "Ahoy, mateys, let us save Princess Paris." And also, he says he's going to raid, plunder, and pillage the entire village of Linwood if they don't let her out soon.
I thought he was dropping some lingo there. Sorry.
No. He actually tried to talk to Kathy Hilton, Paris's mom.
Yeah, how'd that go over?
Well, she just kind of gave him a weird look and walked off. But Kathy did say that Paris is sick of orange, so.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Not hot anymore?
Guess not.
What if they made her wear just the same regular, you know how she always wears her little tramp outfits?
Mm-hmm.
What if she had to wear the same tramp outfit in prison the entire time? Would she no longer think that was hot?
I bet.
They should have tried that out. That may have helped her more long term. Sorry, delayed tramp outfit horn music. Yeah. Oh.
And she's not going to be on NBC anymore. She's going to be on Larry King Live on Wednesday.
That's nice to know.
She's not getting out of jail until Tuesday. They moved it from today till Tuesday. Why? I don't know. They're not saying.
Are they allowed just to do that? Sorry, we're going to keep you another 24 hours.
Yeah. I guess.
You're supposed to be the jail expert, Jerri-Ann, former corrections officer. Come on. What's going on? How are they able to get away with this? The government?
Yeah. The man. The man says so.
That's too easy.
They say the NBC thing wasn't a sure thing, and she feels honored to be on Larry King Live.
He does have hot suspenders.
I'm really surprised she knows who he is.
And surely he'd be like the second oldest guy she's ever hooked up with. Right?
He's the first.
I'm just guessing that surely she's been with someone ancient. She probably gave a run at that dude that was married to Anna Nicole for a while.
Oh.
Like, are you sure you should be getting that body out of that coffin? That doesn't look right.
Wow. Jonathan Davis, the lead singer of Korn, wants to kill Lindsay Lohan.
Now, what's that mean?
For some reason, this came out of nowhere. He said he'd rather kill her than Paris Hilton because Lindsay, at least she is hot and has an ass. So that's a reason to kill somebody.
That's the reason to kill Lindsay?
Yeah.
It's because she's hotter?
I would say, you know.
What's this hypothetical all about? Why?
He just came out and said it. I think because he has a movie coming out and he's an attention floozy and, you know.
Oh.
He needs. Nobody talks about him anymore, so he needs.
Anymore. Oh, yeah. Korn's not on the front pages like they used to be.
No.
Yeah.
Ever since their bassist left.
Yeah. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Yeah.
That's one of their songs.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Yeah, seriously. Go on.
Okay, and you don't call Lionel Richie Grandpa. A photographer called him Gramps, and he says, "Don't scare me."
So he put his teeth back in and went on his merry way?
Yeah. Nicole Richie was also seen with her boyfriend buying a $300 diaper bag. And she was seen on Friday walking into a medical building that houses mainly OBGYNs.
Yeah, I also saw that there is a opiate treatment center there in the same building. How lucky is she?
In one spot.
Yep. One-stop shop.
Britney Spears, there's a lot of stuff going on with her. Her album's been delayed.
Why?
Good news. Probably because she couldn't think of a decent title besides, "Oh my gosh, is Lindsay like okay?"
That could play into it a little bit. Fan submissions or something? Is that how that went?
Yeah, on her website.
That was a mess.
And right underneath it, if you look on her website, there's a letter to her mom.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, a letter. Okay.
Well, it's not really a letter, just a sentence, more like it.
Oh, message.
Saying mother to grandmother and my, you're grand.
So she could be being sarcastic. but we don't know.
Or she could be on crack.
Did she do anything? Was there anything up about like, was there any italics? Was there any fonts going on with this little saying, or is it all just straight?
It was like purple, and it was in quotes.
But like your wasn't italicized or bold or anything like that, or grand wasn't.
No, nothing italicized. Just regular Times New Roman. And correct your usage of your, Y-O-U-R apostrophe R-E.
Wow.
Not Y-O-U-R.
Nice.
I'm very proud of her.
So it's possible someone just hacked into her page.
Yeah.
Mother, there's no, how can she do this? There's no way to tell if she's being sarcastic or not.
Maybe we should email her and ask her.
This picture of her looks pretty good on her website.
Yeah, nice fake hair.
Why did they choose an old picture?
I don't know. Eddie Murphy is the baby daddy for the Spice Girls' Scary Spice baby.
Daddy, baby, Spice Girls,
baby,
okay.
Daddy, baby. The DNA test said, yep, it's him.
Oh, what a shocker.
And the Spice Girls tour is 99% happening.
Oh, man. Scary Spice suddenly has a world to live in, huh?
Uh-huh.
She has a kid now to take care of and maybe a Spice Girls reunion?
Yeah.
She's not going to know what to do with herself.
She might be able to spend money now and not...
Get knocked up by Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times for her.
Yeah.
And there's a new off-Broadway musical based on American Idol. It's called Idol, the Musical.
All right.
Catchy title. And it's based on the worship of Clay Aiken.
That's the main point of the entire deal.
Yeah.
Is Clay Aiken and how weird his fans are.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were so into him.
I had a feeling.
Because you're one?
Hey, my Aiken for Aiken days are over. Yeah, I experimented with Aiken in college, but, gotta be a grown-up sometime.